नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Text 45, Canto 5, Chapter 14, The Forest of Enjoyment. Even though in the body of a deer, Maharaj Bharat did not forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore when he was giving up the body of a deer, he loudly uttered the following prayers. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is sacrifice personified. He gives the results of ritualistic activities. He is the protector of religious symptoms, the personification of mystic yoga, the source of all knowledge, the controller of the entire creation, and the supersoul in every living entity. He is beautiful and attractive. I am quitting this body, offering obeisances unto him, and hoping that I may perpetually engage in his transcendental loving service. Uttering this, Maharaj Bharat left his body. The point here is that even though he was uttering these kind of prayers, still he didn't go back to the spiritual world. He had to come again into the family of a Brahmin. And undergo more tribulation at the hands of his brothers and stepbrothers, and even his father was trying to teach him. He had to stand out in the field and watch the deer. I mean, watch that the deer wouldn't come and eat the grains or other animals. He was captured by the dacoits, brought to be sacrificed to Kali. So my point is that going back to Godhead is not an easy thing. You shouldn't think that is something cheap, and therefore we should be patient. Jai Bharat wasn't disturbed that he wasn't going to, that he didn't go back to Godhead. He didn't think, oh, this is not fair. I was remembering Krishna at the time of death. Why didn't I go back to Godhead? Krishna promises whoever remembers me at the time of death will go back to Godhead. He wasn't bitter like that, but he just took it on. This is my karma. I have one more birth. And he, in any condition, that's why we say the Vaishnava, in any condition he can remember the Lord. Even heaven or hell. So for Jadvara it wasn't any difference whether he's in the world here or in the spiritual world, because it's all Krishna's abode. Report. The entire Vedas are meant for the understanding of karma, jnana, and yoga, fruit of activity, speculative knowledge, and mystic yoga. Om jnana timirandasya janakana salakayam chakshus vilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manavistam shavitam jena bhutale swayam karma hirati swaparantam shri krishna chaitanya vananda shri raita garadha shri vasari gaura bhakti vinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 ram ni ram 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 hare hare So today's verse, Jad Bharat or Bharat Maharaj in the body of a deer, is teaching us the importance of association with the devotees and remembering the Lord. Then we can attain perfection. Greater than the yogis, greater than the gyanis, greater than the karmis, whatever they may have there. We're not interested. We have the highest thing. This much we're convinced about. Now, we see that because of our disqualification, we may not be able to convince others of that so readily, because we haven't perfectly realized it. But at least we're convinced about this. In other words, there's different levels of realization. One realization is intellectual realization. For intellectual realization, we have that this is the highest conception, Radha Krishna conjugal loving affairs, and that by taking this process of sadhana bhakti, we'll come to that stage of becoming pure lovers of God. So that realization can make us very confident about what we're doing, so that nobody can check us. This is the symptom of the second class devotee. He won't be dissuaded from the path by any amount of allurement or temptation. The third class devotee, sometimes they fall down, but generally the second class devotee doesn't fall down. So third class devotee means he's not so convinced. He still has doubts, which are like demons or like weeds that they choke out the bhakti lata beej. So because of that, he may miss, you know, he may not remain fixed in the devotional service. So that's why this story of Jadbharat or King Bharat is unusual. Why it's placed in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Because he was a very advanced devotee, actually. He had left everything. He had come to the forest. He was getting ecstatic symptoms of love of God, sometimes. Hair standing on end, tears in the eyes. But still he fell down. So how can we explain that someone so advanced fell down? So therefore the Vaishnava commentaries are there explaining how it was possible. Maybe we could research that. Do you find out where that is? Where Jadbharat. It's on page 278, like that. Oh, here it is. That's what it says. The purpose. One should not bother for material activities. If one is at all sympathetic or able to do others good, he should endeavor to raise people to Krishna consciousness. In this way, everyone advances spiritually by the grace of the Lord. For our instruction, Bharat Maharaj acted in such a way. We should be very careful not to be led by so-called welfare activities conducted in bodily terms. One should not give up his interest in attaining the favor of Lord Vishnu at any cost. So here's one explanation. That Bharat Maharaj did this simply for our benefit, for our instruction, to show us not how not to do things, like a pastime, a leela. That he was seeing in the future so many people would come, just like I saw one devotee became so much involved in the movement to be kind to animals, and he was petitioning, you know, against the cruelty to animals and so on and so on. And he gave up his devotional service to take up this movement of going around carrying a placard, and you know. And then he came to the point of not, you know, taking any milk products because the animals are treated cruelly and so on. So you know, this is like a similar thing that happened to Jadbharat. He became sentimental on behalf of the animals. So it doesn't mean that we don't have care for them. Where's the book? But if one is at all sympathetic or able to do good to others, he should endeavor to raise people to Krishna consciousness. So that faith we should have. In other words, that if we can raise people to Krishna consciousness, then automatically the animals will also be benefited. If we can raise the animals to Krishna consciousness, then we can do that. But that's not so easy. Lord Chaitanya was able to do that. But what is our capacity? But we can raise other people to Krishna consciousness. And that way, the whole atmosphere of the world will be benefited. And then naturally, these slaughterhouses will be closed and so on and so on. Even now we can see that because of Prabhupada's influence, many people have given up, you know, eating meat and so on. So this is benefiting the animals. Let's see, any other explanation how it is that he fell down? Even such an exalted personality as Bharat Maharaj, who had attained loving affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, fell down from his position due to his affection for some animal. Good description of how he fell down, that's for sure. 295. How can a devotee be affected by his past misdeeds and various activities? In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, "Karma ni nijahari kinti." For those who devotion is resulting. Purposeful. Prabhupada's using the purposeful.
Into.
He did it on purpose. In other words, it wasn't just an accident.
In 29, in full part, Prabhupada.
What page?
300.
Mm-hmm.
On the top. Due to his foolishness, he became attached to insignificant deer and thus fell down and had to accept the body of a deer. This is significant for every devotee. If we misuse our position and think that we are fully engaged in devotional service and can do whatever we like, we have to suffer like Bharat Maharaj and be condemned to accept the type of body that impairs our devotional service.
Hey. Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
And for the best, it's easy for us in the Kali Yuga to chant Hare Krishna and to serve ISKCON. It's easier. Yeah. In one sense, it's less likely to fall down. Although it's Kali Yuga, there's so much. We can see, just like yesterday, we were on the street, right, in the center of sense gratification. But who was attracted to those people? I felt sitting there in this material world, proud of their position. Most of them were proud. Proud of what? They have a body that's going to die in a couple of years. So in some ways it's easy. We don't have to go to the forest and meditate. Be attracted to a deer.